instructor. People must know. Then morality, spiritual education will develop. But if the basic principle is wrong, then everything you built upon it is wrong. But at the present moment, the basic principle of knowledge is this ignorance, that everyone is thinking, I am this body. I am American, I am Indian, I am Englishman.
Sectionalism.
Yes. So this, first of all, one should know that I am neither American, nor Englishman, nor Indian. I am spirit soul. Then further education can be possible. So we teach from the Bhagavad Gita this principle first, the basic principle of spiritual education, to understand that one is not this body, he is different from this. Actually, everyone can experience if he is little intelligent. Just like dead man. A dead man lying and his relative crying, oh, my father is gone, father is gone, father is gone. So, from argumentative point of view, I can say, why you are crying, your father is lying here. No, no, my father is gone. Then you have not seen your father. You have seen this body. So this body is not your father. You have to admit. Therefore, the person whom you saw, the body, that was based on ignorance. That is going on.
Even Mary Baker Eddy got onto this one when she said, man is not material, he is spiritual.
Yes.
Even she found that out.
Spiritual.
And,
it's not very original, after
it wasn't. I mean, none of these things are. They've all been said before.
So we are, first of all, trying to educate people that you are not this body. When he understands this principle, that he is not body, then further education spiritual will begin.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if I am under the concept of this body, then whole structure is wrong. Mm-hmm. Everything is wrong. The basic principle is wrong.
Yes.
Just like, if I wanted to do some good to you, and I take your shirt of gold and cleanse it very nicely, and you are hungry, I don't give you any food, is that service? Simply by cleansing your coat? You are not this coat or shirt. You are different from the coat and the shirt. I don't care for you, but I take care of your caste, heart and core. Is that very good service? Intelligent service? Suppose a man is fallen in the water. One man says, I'll save him. And he jumps up and takes out his coat and shirt and comes up, I'll save this man. Is that saving? So the whole world is going on to save the coat and shirt. They do not know what is within the coat and shirt. And they are taking pride. Oh, I have said, here is the coat and shirt. The whole basic principle is wrong. So unless one understands that he is not this coat and shirt, he is beyond this, there is no question of spiritual education and advancement of knowledge. It's all false.
The basis of spiritual education is certainly that man should see himself not as matter, but as spirit.
Yes.
I entirely agree with
that. That is required. That is at the present moment, because the whole world is going on under this wrong impression.
Is there not a danger, though, in giving young people the idea that there
this
is
idea
too much emphasis on personalization of God
No question of God in the beginning. We don't say about God. First of all, you try to understand yourself, that you are not this body. We shall talk about God later on. We don't talk about God. We try to understand what you are. Are you this body or something beyond this body? Then God understanding is far off, not in the beginning.
I think what I'm getting at is when young people in the West see a picture such as that, or get an association.
When you talk of philosophy, you don't accept this picture. This is our ultimate. But in the beginning, we speak of this philosophy that you are not this body. And anything you have constructed on the concept of this body will be failure, because it is temporary. The body is temporary. Therefore, whatever you construct on this bodily concept of life, they are temporary. Antavattu ime deha nitya soka sharirina. This is the gesture. This body is destructive. But the soul within the body, that is eternal.
Well, that's the basis of all philosophy, and it can never be refuted. You see, you have another Westerner. Do you see my concern that a lot of young people
read it.
Understanding of the
movement. This verse is men of small intelligence worship the demigods, and their fruits are limited and temporary.
Antavattu ime deha. Antavattu ime deha. Nitya soka sharirina. First of all, we are never.
The impact is in the initial impact in the best tradition of the advertising world. Well, first of all, tells you very little about the product. And it's a very appealing. It has interest. Mm. And secondly, it's something little about the product. It leads you in to look at it. Mm. So in as much as
material body of the indestructible, immeasurable, and eternal living entity is subject to destruction. Therefore, fight, O descendant of Bharata.
This is destructive. But the principle within this body, that is not destructive. Antavattu ime deha nitya soka sharirina. This Bhagavad Gita is the first book of spiritual understanding. Apart from understanding of God, that is different. First of all, let everyone understand this principle, that he is not this body. Then others' understanding will follow easily. Otherwise, it is entangled, mixing.
When it comes to studying the Bhagavad Gita, this is within the scope of your acolytes who have got the time and the stimulus to do this.
Yes, everyone is reading. We have got class daily.
How are you able to reach a wider public with these ideas in a more condensed form?
Use opening school of Bhagavad Gita. We shall send so many teachers. That is not difficult. But we are not getting support sufficient. Otherwise we can help everyone. As soon as we talk of Bhagavad Gita, they take it, it is some Hindu god. Reject. Biased. What can be done? But actually, this is the knowledge. Everyone is standing on a false platform. And they are passing on as philosophers, scientists. But the platform is false. basically.
So far the young people go, the minute we can get to them, they are immediately very interested.
Mm-hmm.
They like to know what is in this body.
The other day we went to Sunday school. Mm-hmm. They were small children. Oh, they inquired very diligently. What about the question? They said.
They were asking questions that this is young children, 10, 8, 13, 14,
something. Within 12 years, they're all young, very young.
They ask questions like, if the human being is the most advanced species of life, then why is it that the human culture is so much troubled and confused, whereas the animals who are lesser species, they're living in peace?
They're very intelligent person.
Every question is
a... That means the whole human civilization is challenged. That we have advanced human civilization, but we are less than animals. We cannot live even peacefully.
After the program...
This is a very nice question.
Yes, we've much to learn from the animals.
No, we take animals lower than human beings. But what you have done better than the animals? This is the question. We claim that we are master of the animals. But you are less than animals. How one who is less than animal, he can master with them?
Well, there's a lot of talk of ecology, isn't there, these days, and pollution, but I think we haven't realized the wider interpretation of these terms.
Now, the thing is, the time is now right when actual spiritual education should be given. If not to all, spiritual education is not meant for all. Just like, according to Bhagavad Gita and Vedic civilization, there are four classes under. The Brahmin, the Kshatriya, the Vaishya, and the Shudra. Brahmin means the most intellectual person, morally, spiritually, and everything, scientifically, philosophically. That is a class. Next class, the politicians, administrators, taking charge of the state, how to protect you. Kshatriya means one who defends you from being hurt. Enemy is coming to hurt you, and king is giving you protection. They are called Kshatriya. This is the meaning of Kshatriya. Brahmana means one who knows the absolute truth. This is Brahmana, Kshatriya, and the Vaishya. Vaishya means productive, counseling pens. That's the mercantile class. And Shudra, ordinary worker. So this education, now these four classes of men should cooperate. Just like in my body, there is brain, there is hand, there is belly, and there is leg. The importance of leg is not so serious as the head. The importance of hand is not so serious as the head. You can cut your hand, you live, but if I cut your head, then you cannot. But when we cooperate, the head is as important as the leg. If there is no leg, simply head, then you are imperfect. The four classes of men are there by nature. They should cooperate. But at the present moment, the intellectual class of men, they are spoiling their energy in a different way. Therefore, they should be